Hello, everyone. This is Randy Calkins II. And listen, I'm so excited that you are listening to this podcast episode today. And listen, this is seven things that you must do in order to reach your God-ordained destiny. That's right. Seven things. The number seven. Seven things that you must do in order to reach your God-ordained destiny. Number one, refuse to give in to wrong thoughts. Write these down. Download this episode. Listen to how many ever times you need to. Number one, refuse to give in to wrong thoughts. Guard your mind. Make it a walled city that refuses to allow negative thoughts and harmful influences to penetrate it. You got to realize the battlefield is in the mind a lot of times. Joyce Meyer wrote a book years ago called The Battlefield is of the Mind. And it's true. If the enemy can get in your mind, he can stop you from receiving your destiny. Change that mindset and watch everything in your life begin to change. Number one, refuse to give in to wrong thoughts. Number two, out of seven, resist any temptation toward introspection. You got to remember today, only the Holy Spirit has the right to search the hearts and minds of men. When the Lord is ready to reveal an area of your life that needs correction, He will do it. Trust me, He will do it. Number three, fight using God's word. You have to let the Rhema word, the God-breathed word found in Scripture, be your strength in times of difficulty and in times of testing. In the wilderness temptation, Jesus in the word used Scripture to put Satan to flight. And you got to realize, and the weapon of God's word still works today. I say it like this, the word will work when you work it. The word will work when you work it. These are seven things that you must do in order to reach your God-ordained destiny. Number one was refuse to give in to wrong thoughts. Number two, resist any temptation toward introspection. Number three was fight using God's word. And then number four is listen to the still small voice of God within you. God doesn't play hide and seek with his will. God doesn't play hide and seek with his children. You have to learn, discipline yourself to spend unbothered and unhurried time with him each and every day, and you will be surprised. You will be surprised how awesome and how you will begin to thrive and how the Lord will begin to speak to you like never before. In your spirit and even in an audible voice, you will hear the voice of God like never before. Listen to the still small voice of God within. Number five, shift to a higher level of faith. I love speaking about the subject, the faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I say it like this, just because you don't see it yet doesn't mean God is not working it out behind the scenes for your favor, for your family, for your finances, for every area of your life. You know, in the Bible, before killing Goliath, David had to face a lion. He had to kill a lion. He had to kill a bear. And today, we are contending with issues that require us to move to a new level of faith. Step into that new level today, because that new level will take you into your God-ordained destiny. Number six, get into proper alignment. God is aligning his people. He's putting together those who will stand as one in unity in the day of battle. You have to realize the enemy cannot operate where unity resides. I'm going to say that one more time. The enemy cannot and will not operate where unity resides. When you find out who you can trust in times of testing, when you find out who God will bring into your life in times of testing, you have to treasure them, because that's what you call a covenant relationship. Covenant relationships. A brother, you will find out who a brother really is, a brother or sister really is in a time of trouble. Those who stay in times of trouble, those who come in times of trouble, are people who you need to keep and treasure, because they are covenant relationships. Number seven, final one, seven steps that you must do, seven things that you must do in order to reach your God-ordained destiny. Number one was refuse to give in to wrong thoughts. Number two, resist any temptation toward introspection. Number three, fight using God's word. Number four, listen to the still small voice of God within. Number five, shift to a higher level of faith. Number six, get into proper alignment. And then number seven, final one, ask God to give you understanding about the place you are in. That can be one of the most difficult things in your life, is to be in a place and not understand why you're there. Knowing you are in preparation for your destiny will keep you from pulling back. It will keep you from giving up. It will keep you from throwing in the towel or throwing in the sponge or whatever phrase you want to use. That will keep you. Ask God to give you understanding about the place you're in. He will tell you. He will lead you. He will guide you. Tell you where to go. Tell you what not to do. Tell you what to do. And you have to know the word for you today is press through and seize your God-given destiny. I believe God today. And I believe these are the seven things that you must do in order to reach your God-ordained destiny. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. If God is for us, who can be against you? I love you, and I pray God's blessings over you today. And I believe that you're stepping into the greatest season of your life. Listen, make sure you stay connected with the ministry. Visit randycockinsministries.com today. I can't wait to be connected with you. And I'm telling you, something good is about to happen in your life. Always remember, one word from God can change your entire life. I'll talk to you again next time. Bye-bye.